MTV Cast.
Hello, Eddie O'Day, Eastern Divide. So I'm a few days behind, so I'll break this up a little bit. But I called in near Rochester last, I believe. I did make it to my outdoor store with about 5 minutes to spare right before 3 p.m. So I was just hustling for about 2.5-3 hours to get there and got a sleeping pad and a pillow. So that was good news. And then just after that, maybe 5 or so miles was Mount Morris. And well, I'll say after I got the sleeping pad and pillow, and not having a hard goal to get to, I was definitely a bit slower. So I guess the lack of solid motivation and a goal hit me a bit. But then I got a text from my cousins that live in the area. We were trying to coordinate getting together. I think I cut myself off there. But anyways, I was texting back and forth with some cousins. Didn't seem like it was going to work out as far as connecting. And then not too long after I left the outdoor store, I got a text from them. They were in Mount Morris at a restaurant waiting on me. So that was going to be my next stop either way. So that worked out. Went there and had some food and caught up with them. These are some cousins that I grew up with. So it was really cool to see them again. It had been a while. And then, one of them is a chiropractor. She worked on my arms for me. My forearms, hands, wrists are pretty jacked up, riding this rigid bike, in the places that you probably shouldn't ride a rigid bike. And, so that was really nice. Left me a bit soft mentally, I guess. And I decided to stay there, even though I was only, I don't know, maybe about 70 miles into my day. So, and I did still have some daylight to work with, but, yeah, so I stayed there, had a good sleep, second dinner, and, kind of recouped a bit. Unfortunately, I didn't have any laundry. That was not great. And then, managed to get myself out of there in the morning, decent hour, and start into, Letchworth, State Park right after that next morning. And it's it was really rugged, single track, pretty. You're up over the Genesee River. There's a big gorge through there where the Genesee River is dug through, and so really nice sights for the first bit, and then you're just kind of in this rugged single track, gullies up and down. Probably super cool when it's wet and there's waterfalls and whatnot, but that wasn't really going on, though I was thankful for that, because that also would have been made even harder to ride. I don't know, I'd say 16-ish miles of that before hitting some road and rail to trail again. And but it took me, I got to a store stop, I think it was 22 miles in, and it was about 7 hours in total. So very, very slow going. So got out of there, and then pushing on towards, I didn't really know what. I knew there was a 7-Eleven. Another 40-ish miles away. So that was my next goal. And still super slow going. Got into a spot where the track that I'm following on my Garmin was not matching up with Ride with GPS. Ride with GPS is probably, should be, actually I was able to pull up the bikepacking.com website and verify that I was looking at the newest track. And that was not adding up to what I was doing. So I had to backtrack out of there a bit. That cost a bit of time. Follow my, with just my phone for a while, and then back en route. So the next thing that came up was this RV / camping cabins place. It was about, right about sunset. It had been raining for 4 or 5 hours at this point. Been pretty slow going, and I could have easily been talked into stopping for the night. So I pull in there, half thinking I'm just going to fill up some bottles and go on. It's too early to stop. Half thinking, I don't know, whatever. Not really want to fully commit to stopping for the night. So anyways, I go into the office, or actually I'm pulling up to, I see where the office is and I see there's some coolers in there and they got, what, you know, looks like soda coolers and whatnot. I'm like, yeah, a little bit of resupply. This would be great. And then I notice or hear some voices off to my left, see some people and I see a sign that says, cafe and bar with some arrows that way. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell? What is this in the middle of nowhere not marked on my map? And so I go into the office and, open the door. Guy gives me his nice hearty hello. And, I notice all of the sexy man underwear hanging on the wall and the, various handcuffs and I wouldn't exactly say whips, but they were some toys. Lots of, lubricants, in the counter display. And, but also the cooler's full of water and soda. So I got a couple of waters, thanked him for, and actually asked for the Wi-Fi cause I wanted to see what the heck I was. Took care of that, got my water filled up and, decided to move on. Wasn't exactly my place. So I rolled on, it was probably another 3 hours to the 7-11. I don't know exactly where I got cut off. So anyways, I got some waters at the men only campground and pushed on for another 3 or so hours to the 7-Eleven, loaded up on a bunch of food that would be dinner, wings and some things I could add hot water to and make a meal, and then pushed on a few miles to a hotel, where I was finally able to get dry and clean. Unfortunately, no guest laundry, so I did all my laundry in the bathtub with some Jamie Butter Kit Wash, hung it all up, knowing full well it would not be dry that night or in the morning, but went to sleep. Woke up, went to the front desk, hoping to catch the same lady that checked me in. She seemed kind of nice, but it was a different lady. Asked her if they could potentially dry my clothes for me. You know, 10 minutes in their dryers would be life-changing. And she proceeds to tell me that that's against policy. So sometimes some people will do it, but I'm not going to. I was like, oh, you could have left that part out. You didn't really have to tell me. So anyways, I said, thank you for that bit of knowledge. And I guess I will go see if I can burn out your hair dryer trying to get my clothes dry. So I got my shorts dry enough and my jersey sort of, knowing full well I was going back out in the rain, which is exactly what happened. So I left Hornell, New York, and pushed on into the, into Pennsylvania, which was cool. Crossing out of state is always fun. And then I went into the Pine Creek Valley. So pretty gnarly single track heading down into it. Not the worst I've seen so far, but definitely pretty chunky. Lots of creek crossings. It had been raining all day. Been raining for a couple of days. The final tally ended up being like 4.5-5 inches in that area. Get down to the bottom and hit a rail to trail. And I'm not on that for maybe a quarter mile. Lady out in the middle of it with a camera or phone out, you know, realize she's actually looking for me, asking me, are you Eddie? So her name is Linda Stages. She wrote a book about that area, like a guidebook, which is cool. But she had been following me and heard about it, I guess because I go through that particular part of the world, and that's her thing. And so she filled me in on some local knowledge, which was great. I mean, if there was anybody to meet up and find out the places to stay, it was her. So she pointed me towards a bed and breakfast. If not there, there's a campground with some cabins. If not there, just keep plugging away and I would be out the other side eventually. Knowing full well, I was definitely asking for a place that was dry and could do laundry. So the bed and breakfast worked out. It's called Ludwig's. They were super sweet and did all my laundry for me that night. I had a rehydrated meal there and went to bed and had a lovely, like solid, 8.5 hours of sleep. I mean, from the minute my head hit the pillow till 2 minutes before my alarm went off. I mean, I don't think I opened my eyes once. So got up and had my breakfast. Got out of there a little slower than I wanted to, but they wanted to get some pictures and do social media, and I truly appreciate that. This end of the day, this is a fundraiser for Georgia Cycling Association, so please make donations. And then rolled out of there. It's all rail to trail, downhill. This whole Pine Valley thing is like 60-some mile rail to trail descent. You know, 1% grade, so you're still working, but it's down. Met up with a local out of Jersey Shore, not that Jersey Shore, but different Jersey Shore, named Bobby Rochelle, who I've known for many years. I can't even think of which race I met him at so long ago, probably 15 some years ago. Anyways, he rode up out of his town and met me. I was probably 15 miles into my day. We rode on, had a coffee, food stop, got into Jersey Shore, had a stop at his place for a minute. He gave me some local knowledge to get into Jersey Shore and where to get some food. So I got a couple slices of pizza for now, a couple to go. Exciting moments there was the bank across the street had gotten robbed, probably while I was sitting there. So all of a sudden that place is swarmed with cops. Now there's cops in the restaurant. Yeah, so this restaurant's now got several cops in it. They're wanting to see camera footage and trying to figure out what happened and where this person may have gotten off to and what the escape car might look like, etc., all the things. So I was just worried I may not be able to get out of there, but they never did bother me. So I had a couple of chores to take care of, get that pizza packed away, had to retape my bar tape that was not holding in place. Otherwise, just get myself situated and rolling. So that's what's happening. I've left Jersey Shore. I am headed really into the unknown. The next bit looks like a lot of state land, which just means forest, maybe some campgrounds, not a lot of solid resupply. So I've loaded up my pockets. I got my pizza, and I'll be over towards State College, or south of State College, sometime tonight. It looks like the rain's blown out. So right now it's dry but humid, and hopefully it stays that way. It'll be a good night to camp and test out this new gear. So I think that's getting all caught up, and appreciate everybody listening. And thanks for posting these, Joe. Talk to you soon. Bye.